live from the No Panic Zone, man. We're ready to get down to it here on the Freedom Train. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, May the 14th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Republicans have turned a blue district, Katie Hill's 25th congressional district in California, red again, as it should be, with a whopping 12-point win. That's a 21-point turnaround from 2018. Yes, this one matters. Number two, the Trump administration crackdown at the border has resulted in just two, that's right, two people being granted legal refuge in the last 7 weeks. When there's a crackdown, they mean it, and it works. And number one, the unmasking scandal is getting bigger by the hour. I know, because the Democrats and their handmaidens are going crazy trying to spin this into something, anything else. The mysterious meetings, the covert activities, the FISA reports and court lying, all of it. They're trying to turn it into an attempt to destroy democracy, when actually it was they who were trying to destroy a duly elected president. That's the key. That is the key to what we're looking at here with all the spinning. And here's one that you want to know. When you look at all the people that asked to have Michael Flynn unmasked, and there were several, there's a, you know, like 25 of them, whatever it is. And just so you understand, it's legal to do this. Each individual is authorized as a recipient to ask for the unmasking. People like Samantha Powers, who did it seven times, which, by the way, I should point out, Samantha Powers said she didn't ever do that, doesn't remember ever doing that, and she said that to Adam Schiff in a congressional hearing. Let me read you the transcript. Adam Schiff says, and I just want to be clear, that there's no indication you ever made a request or that there necessarily was even a report on that subject. But I did want to get you on the record on that, because at the end of the day, that's sort of where this came from. Ms. Power responds, yes, I have no recollection of making a request related to General Flynn. She made seven requests, two on one day. Seven requests. Samantha Powers made. Also on the list. Let's see here. A list of all the current suspects. So Samantha Power, James Clapper, John Brennan. Oh, James Comey's on the list. Shocking, right? Oh, and back to the one that really got people's attention yesterday, Joseph R. Biden, Vice President of the United States, made the request to unmask General Flynn. Ironically, it happened on January the 12th, 2017, 1 week after the Oval Office meeting with Biden, Brennan, Comey, and the president and everyone else, President Obama, that is. And it also happened on the very same day that the illegal leak about Flynn's identity was made to the Washington Post. That's a 10-year felony. That is a 10-year felony. David Ignatius published Flynn's identity, revealing that he was an unmasked in response to a phone call that he had with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, on the 29th of December, 2016. And this is where it all comes back to, and this is what stinks to high heaven. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Biden, Joe Biden said he knew nothing about any of this. He knew nothing about any of this. He was asked about it just this week. In fact, on Good Morning America, he was asked by George Stephanopoulos, did you unmask Flynn? What do you know about this? And here's Joe Biden's response. First, he said he knew nothing about it. Here's a few minutes later in the same interview, and Stephanopoulos comes back and says, I have to press you on this. Because Biden got into this whole narrative about how Trump's using it as diversion, and Trump and coronavirus something, something. And it comes back to the same question. Bite number eight with George Stephanopoulos, pressing the former vice president just this week on GMA. Go.
He hasn't done his job. This is all about diverting attention from the horrible way in which he has acted with what he did. He's not the, we don't have coronavirus because of him, but we have the devastating impact of it because of his lack of a policy, his lack of action. It's all about diversion.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
Now, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was that there, they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it, and I don't think anything else. Look,
apparently he knows something else. Again, January 12th, 2017, Joseph R. Biden requests the unmasking of General Michael Flynn, gets the name. But he knows nothing else about what's going on. This one doesn't go away. This one doesn't go away. And now the Democrats have a political problem. They had a problem with Joe Biden before because of his lack of sharpness, shall we say. His lack of sharpness has created a lot of pause among Democrats. Can he go the distance? Can he go toe-to-toe? Can he actually perform in a campaign that's long and grueling and tired? And now, you couple that with a political problem. And it creates real questions, because a political problem, well, it might compound his issues. Maybe this is the excuse the Democrats were looking for to say, hey, you know, we need another candidate here. We need another candidate here. We'll see where this leads, but this is a huge story because of the people that are involved with it. Again, you've got Comey, Brennan, Biden, Samantha Power. You've got Barack Obama's former chief of staff, Joe McDonough. And so you've got a whole bunch of big names, all involved, by the way. All involved, by the way, with that meeting on the 5th of January, 2017. All leads back to that meeting, well, in part. Let's remember that Flynn was under investigation, meeting August 2017. So the unmasking, the dropping of the charges by the Department of Justice against Flynn, the revelation after revelation, this is becoming a big problem, which is why you see the media and the Democrats spinning wildly to try to make this into nothing. Oh, it's Donald Trump. It's a distraction. Oh, it's a distraction, all right. Oh, and by the way, while this is going on, this is why it matters. His name is Mike Garcia, former Navy pilot, businessman. Stepped up and ran for California's 25th congressional district. He won yesterday when his Democrat opponent, Christy Smith, conceded. That is the seat that was held by Katie Hill. You remember her. She's the one that had naked videos released by her husband during their divorce proceedings of her and a staff member getting to know each other a little bit. The point is, Mike Garcia won that seat by 12 points. Katie Hill won that seat by 9 points, turned it blue for the first time in quite some time. So the Republicans, if they left, if they ever left at all, have come back in force. It's a 21-point swing. This happened on the Tuesday special election, the results becoming official yesterday. And yes, this one matters. It's swinging a blue district back to red. And if it's any indication of where this country might go come November 3rd, there it is. That's why it's important. It's 14 after. Quick break. You're in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.